Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in!
You're tuned to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army Wives. Our life, our family, our soldier.
Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army Wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more.
Now reporting for duty, your host, the AWN Corps Team.
Merry Christmas, Army families. Welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio, show 501. We had to end on that 01. Our last show of the season, I am your host, Tara Crooks. And I have several of Santa's helpers tonight on the line with me from the AWN Core team.
That's right. Elf Janet McIntosh reporting for duty.
I think I'll go with my elf name, Sissy Sassy Pants. Just kidding. It's me, Allison. Happy holidays, guys.
Okay, enough of this riffraff. Okay? Drill Sergeant Paul is on the Christmas mission, folks. And I'm ordering this AWN holiday show to get underway immediately.
Man, you even sound like a drill sergeant just when you talk.
Yes, she does.
She changes her tone of voice, doesn't she? Like, all serious. You guys crack me up.
You know, got to do my part.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, drill sergeant, thank you, thank you. And it's Monday, December 15th, guys. We're thrilled that you've decided to join us tonight for our annual holiday show. Yay! It's the holiday special here on Army Wife Talk Radio, and boy howdy, do we have an overly planned show for you tonight.
And yes, like Tara says, it is our big holiday special, and just like every time we're here with you guys on Monday nights, we do have our Twitter party chat going on. Of course, it's a special holiday Twitter party chat going on. Our AWN Core team is over there hanging out with you guys tonight. So if you're listening to our show live right now, you can also join us on Tweet Chat and follow along with the team over there. To hear the show, you just tune in to blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. And then if you're going to use Tweet Chat, you just open up tweetchat.com/room/ArmyWife. We're always using the hashtag ArmyWife.
That's right. And besides all the fun that the four of us are going to have with all of you in the next hour, we also have special holiday giveaways that you'll only catch on social media, so you won't want to miss it. Remember, even if you don't use Tweet Chat, you can also follow us at twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork. And remember to use that hashtag ArmyWife to participate.
So first off, we want to give a huge thanks to our platform, Blog Talk Radio, and all of our AWN sponsorship team for allowing us to bring you Army Wife Talk Radio tonight and every other Monday night this year. We could not do this mission without your support, and we greatly appreciate it.
That's right.
I mean, what would we do without AWTR? I don't know. What I would do on Monday afternoons, maybe take a nap. But I told Emily, what is a nap? I do not know. Please tell me about these things. Oh, gosh, you guys, I'm so excited. I just tweeted out to our many followers. So many of the core team on the show tonight. It's weird not to go back and forth with somebody and to have, like, three people in between what you say. Really excited, though, that everybody's here together. And the rest of the core team elves, Corey, Emily, and Jen, are out there in cyber snow. They're elfing around, so be sure to say hi to them, too. I, for whatever reason, on Tweet Chat can only follow Janet, Paula, and Army Wife Network, so hopefully I will find the other two around here somewhere. It picks and chooses what it wants to show me, I guess. Normally, we all hang around here and talk about our boring lives right now, right? You know, how right. Janet's going to prep for something.
Always prepping.
Always prepping. Like, hey, Janet, what's your show notes? I'm prepping for, oh, yeah.
Well, you had to give me credit, dude. I only had, like, 1 week. I hosted 2 weeks in a row. It was like, Paula wrote me, and I was like, not much has changed since last week. Like,
same stuff it is
last
week.
Just put me down for prepping.
Different week, same story. It's like Groundhog Day around here, pretty much. So we pretty much made up Janet's show notes for her one time when she wasn't around to get them to Paula. We said, here's what the show notes are. We'll just tell
prepping.
You don't
I'm
need
sure of it.
You don't need that. She's prepping for something. Just put prepping.
She's prepping
She'll
for something.
Paula's probably going to be riding around in some sort of police car. Always in this segment, you know, we talk about what car she's riding around with what officer this week.
Following the law.
Hey, now, wait a second.
Oh, my Lord. I don't know what I ever tell you. I'm traveling.
It's all in the
I'm
name of
traveling.
Public safety.
Yes. Oh,
That's
yes.
Right.
All the things she does are even, yeah, always, always in the name of public safety. I don't know, Allison. There's not anything that's like, specifically attributable, is that a word, to you or I don't think. I mean, what do I always say?
Yeah, you either have something with Chloe or Renna.
Yeah,
that's
or traveling.
And,
usually I'm
and
traveling.
Allison is all about NASA, so, you know, anything with rockets.
Yeah, she's
outer
our
space.
Space guru.
Dude, the one blew up, though, and I feel like that is
Do you know, though, that when that happened, you were the first person I thought about? Like, I was like, man, I bet Allison is, like, bummed, right?
I was.
Damn,
I cried. I know
it
sounds so silly, but I totally cried. We were standing in our driveway watching it, like waiting for it to see it, and all of a sudden we saw this big flash of light and then no rocket, and I was like, oh, man. I
oh,
cried.
Man.
That,
oh, gosh, that's crazy.
You know, oddly, you
anyway.
Were the person I thought about when I read that. I was like, oh, I bet she said that is funny that we all. So I guess, see? So who's boring? You guys all have your things. I don't even have a thing. Yeah, it is usually something with my
you
kids.
You have lots of things. Lots of things.
I don't have a thing, though. See? So
oh,
thing
well,
all right. My thing is lots of things. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I was thinking that because it's our holiday show, instead of, well, I mean, we just basically covered our show notes for the whole year right there. So there's nothing left to do. So, but I thought, okay, it'll be fun if we do something Christmas-like. So, you know, I mean, just... Don't you think that'd be fun? How about you guys? You guys think that'd be fun? Like, just something Christmassy.
It's our Christmas show. We should.
Yeah, but we know Tara in the holidays. I mean, you've seen her new profile picture, right? OCD
yes.
Christmas disorder.
Truth.
Totally
truth.
Popped up
so,
this thing this morning.
Yes, that's my new T-shirt I just got in the mail.
Oh, I love
it.
That's fun.
Did our drill sergeant drop off?
I don't know. Oh, dear.
Oh, you guys. I think she did.
Did we lose our drill?
Sergeant. We did. All right. Well, okay, so,
well,
yeah.
I have an idea while we're waiting to get our drill sergeant back. Why don't we send out our little AWN elves out there in Twitterverse and see, since we're talking about Christmas-related things, let's see what they have to say.
Oh, that's a great idea. So now is your chance, your one and only chance, to ask the team anything you want about the holidays.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I'm scared.
Anyone have a burning question there in the theater party? Emily, Corey, Jen, anybody out there, gather those burning questions about the Christmas holidays and us, and we'll answer them for you. It's your only chance,
scared.
So get on it.
Yeah, this is it. This is it. If you know, you're going to have to tell us something. You know what? You guys are probably seeing these more than I am because I can't see anything.
Because you can only see three people who are on the
I
show.
Well, I just retweeted Corey hoping that I might find her. Sometimes if I tweet you, then I'll see your. So, see, I saw Janice. Okay, well, we may have to ask our own questions. Oh, wait, hold on.
No, I've got
one. Oh, my gosh. Emily's got one for us. She's
yeah,
over
yeah.
on Your Wife Network. She says, would you rather have to loudly sing the chorus of Jingle Bells every time you walk into a room, or would you rather wear a Santa suit every day?
Okay, Janet will answer this one right away. Because in the privacy of my car or shower, I sing like Whitney Houston. But if I had to do it every time I walk into a room, I will take the Santa suit. Thank you.
Tara, what would you pick?
I would get really tired of singing. But, man, to wear the same thing every day and it not be yoga pants, I just don't even know if I can do that. Are there Santa yoga pants? Does Santa have any red yoga
I'm
pants?
I'm sure there are Santa
Oh, I think you're on the verge of something hot there, Tara.
Santa yoga pants? That is a fabulous idea.
I'm telling you right there, dude.
Who needs Army Wife Network? I am going to be on the Shark Tank with my Santa yoga pants.
Santa yoga pants. You could do elf pants. You do elf pants, too.
Okay, I'll do elf pants, too, just so my elves can wear pants. That's awesome. I think I have to take the Santa suit. Really?
Me too. Because why? Because it's big and baggy and comfy. I do that.
That's true.
Because I can't
hot.
Sing.
Oh, I
know, but
in
I can't
Texas.
Sing. You don't want to. I wouldn't want to do that to the people that I'm walking into the room.
I may have to
there.
Sing. I may have to sing for the summer and then wear the Santa suit the rest of the year.
Well.
Because there's no way. Okay. Well, Paula, are you back, Drill Sergeant?
I'm here.
Yay! Taking a little bit of a siesta there in the middle of the show there, Drill Sergeant.
You know, I had to take care of an unruly soldier, you know.
There you go.
All right.
Oh, no.
Hey, well, Dan and Corey's got another one for us. You want to do it?
Okay, I see it here. Burning question, Rudolph or Frosty? Hashtag Winter Warlock. Oh, that's hard one. I love them both. I don't know. I'm going to go with Frosty. We have a Christmas decoration that's a Frosty that when you hit the button, he has his hat, and then the other hand, he's got, like, this string of icicles, and he swings them in the air and stuff. It's really cute, and I'm looking at him, so I'm like,
that sounds a little private.
I know, right? It does sound a little creepy, but I'm going to go with Frosty, but I technically love them both.
I go Rudolph.
Well, of course. It's a deer. It's a baby deer. Janet, no man are
like my
real.
First,
it has a heart.
It's also like my first childhood memory, like Christmas movies. Like I remember watching that when I was really, really tiny. Not that I was ever really, really tiny, but when I was little, which was very young, I remember watching that first. So I pick Rudolph.
All right, Joel Sergeant, what's yours?
Oh, come on. You know the answer to that. I am totally Frosty.
Really? Why
no.
That?
That's right, Drill Fun. That's right.
No. No, I'd have to go with Rudolph. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, because you like little
Thank
tiny
you.
Things. Little tiny animals. Like Fleetwood. And what's that other dog's name that you dress in clothes?
Oh,
I'm ruining your reputation, Drill Sergeant.
My little Tucker. Come on now. Look, and I said his
right,
name.
Tuck man.
I said his name, and he popped up. He's laying here on my desk.
He said, "What? I dare
oh,
you
now,
to put on
see,
put you
had to say something because you hear Fleetwood now barking.
Tell Fleetwood, I said, simmer down, now, hot. And then I want you to take a picture of Tucker in his Christmas outfit.
Oh yeah,
he would
definitely.
He would pick Santa because he can't sing. That's why he would pick Santa. So, someone else had another one. Jen had one for us. Did you guys see that one? I got to find it again.
Yeah.
But Jen had one for us. Oh, see, Melissa Hillier, she says, loudly singing Jingle Bells. She'd rather sing Jingle Bells.
She's brave. I'm not that brave. I feel like
I'm not either.
Oh, it's not even
Cena
about.
Too.
To me, now, Cena, to me, it's not even about bravery. It's about, like, I would be freaking sick of singing it, like, after about the seventh time. I'd be like, okay, forget it. Can I sing a different song?
You just have to stay like, in one room. You'd never be able to leave the
room. Have you ever
been
with your child, you know, and they sing the same song, like Chloe's as We Wish You a Merry Christmas?
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
with Aiden, when that Lego movie came out, if I had to hear Everything Was Awesome one more time, and that's one of my favorite words, but if I had to hear it one more time, I was going to lose it.
No, it's Let It Go when Aaron
Out. Stop singing the music. So today I was being the Grinch. She goes, Mom, it's really not nice to tell me to stop singing that song. And I was like, yeah, but your mom is going crazy. If you don't stop singing the song, I'm going to pull her hair out.
That's what I would have said. It's not nice to make your mom go crazy either. So I guess
right.
We're at a standstill.
We're just going to have to wait this one out. All right, so would you rather have a job wrapping presents at the mall or taking pictures of children sitting on Santa's lap?
Oh, wrapping presents.
I found it hilarious that Corey, one of our resident photographers, was like, presents.
Yeah.
Well, because she knows. She's taking pictures of with Santa. Like, screw that. Okay, now, I'm going to be fair. I obviously, since everyone knows I'm very impatient, the children thing would probably send me over the edge of, like, there's not enough Xanax on the planet. But anyway, I would choose to wrap presents. However, if you have ever had to wrap presents at the PX.
Oh, my.
Three.
Preach.
for 1,000 people who show up with every present that they have for donations, right? And then they give
you
a high
five. Can I get an amen? Goodness gracious.
Can I get a hallelujah out there? You'd be all like, praise Jesus, I will take the pictures of the children. Whatever, just give me out of here. So, I don't know.
Don't
That's
give them any
one.
Ideas, or they'll make that a fundraiser. Don't give them any ideas.
Dude, we did a fundraiser, and what's really funny is they bring the craziest items up to you, and they're like, wrap it.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
what?
I got nothing. I'm biting my tongue on that one, Janet.
I'll give it a go, but but it's even like crazy shaped stuff that I'm like, can't you stick it in a gift bag and be happy? Like,
yeah, you're all like, look, just come in a box.
Yeah.
Go get the box from the sales lady. Go get the box.
Here, hold on.
Tara.
Let me go ask Burger King if they have something to put this in.
Well, the last year that I did it when we were at Fort Eustis, this one lady, bless her heart, brought me a whole bag of stocking stuffers. And when I talk about stocking stuffers, I mean
like
the teeniest,
right,
tiniest things I've ever seen in my life. And wanted them all wrapped. That was
we had a private
that
brought his entire family offering. It was like 32 gifts. And then
they just brought it to you guys.
Yes.
They
and
do,
then no money, no donation, nothing.
Yes.
So thank you, Mary.
Oh,
Christmas.
No, that's wrong. That's wrong. Come
you
on.
You never had them do that to you before? Like, I've had people bring in carts of Christmas presents on Christmas Eve when I've been up there. Yes, not even lying to you. And just
I
have to
bring a lot of stuff.
Up.
I've never had anybody bring it and not, like, put a donation
yeah.
in the thing.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
I was like, I guess maybe he just didn't want – maybe he – I.
You know, Allison,
I
try to take the positive in me really does try to take the high road on that one and be like, you needed it worse than I did or whatever, you know. You know
you
what I mean?
Spent
like,
money
it's
on
all
32
games.
Gifts. You couldn't spend 75. You couldn't spend 75.
And here comes Allison. Wait a minute.
But I'm right there with you. I'm like, for reals. Okay. So, thanks. You're welcome.
And they got a little cash back at the PX. Come on.
Yes. Yes. Or the whole, like, I know we're supposed to be quiet right now. I'm talking about something else. But, you know, I don't know. You know, like that whole, like, when they're standing there and you're rapping and they're, like, looking at you like, hurry up. And they're tapping their fingers. But they've got 32 gifts and you're like, you can help.
It's the one fundraiser that I hate to love because I love to do it, but I also love to whine about it. Like, I hate to love it.
But it is a lot of fun, so I'm not knocking it. Yeah, I'm with you. It's a lot of fun, especially if you get to go with a group that you really love and you can do something silly and all that. So it is a great fundraiser too, man. We raise all kinds of money, so people obviously are donating out there. We didn't
talk about
the one who brought one gift, had us wrap it. It was in a box, and they gave $20 because there are those people out there too. Still,
they're amazing.
True.
There are others that are not, so... Okay, well, we're supposed to have been through, like, all of this stuff by now, so we're going to have to really hurry, I guess. Okay, so here's what we have for you guys tonight. To kick off our special holiday show, we are featuring co-author Shanda Bell of The Elf on the Shelf. Woohoo! You can follow The Elf on the Shelf at Facebook, facebook.com/elfontheshelf. You can also do their website, elfontheshelf.com, or twitter.com/elfontheshelf. Those are their three main ones. Of course, they're on YouTube, Instagram, and Pinterest, just like AWN, too.
But you know what? That's not all. Nope. We told you this was going to be an awesome show. And so up after Shanda Bell from The Elf on the Shelf is Lieutenant Colonel Vanessa Schauber from NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, and their Santa Tracker. This year, they even have a challenge that we're going to hear about. So you can also follow them and look them up on Facebook, facebook.com, NORAD Santa. Their website link, of course, is noradsanta.org, and you can follow them on Twitter as well, twitter.com/noradsanta.
And I also think we want to tell all of our listeners out there that we have two special giveaways tonight that you will only find on our social media. The first prize, an Elf on the Shelf, a Christmas Tradition set-top box, which includes the storybook and the Scout Elf, and also Elf Pets, a Reindeer Tradition, also a set-top box that includes the storybook and a plush reindeer pet. The second prize we'll be giving away tonight is a North Pole Find Me Santa Light-Up Snowflake. Now, I'm sure you're all wondering, how can I get my hands on one of these awesome prizes? Well, to win one of these, you simply join our Twitter party. Remember, we're using the hashtag ArmyWife. Watch for us to announce a special question in the first segment about Elf on the Shelf, the story. And then in our second segment, the question will be about NORAD Tracks Santa. Once you see the question posted, you can submit your answer on our social media. Entries will be collected for 5 minutes after the question is asked. Entries will then be randomized, and a winner will be picked. Now, winners must email info@armywifenetwork.com with their address no later than the end of the show to claim their prize. Now, the prizes will be shipped, and they may or may not arrive prior to the holidays for use this season due to some time constraints, but we promise the elves will do their very best.
That's right. And speaking of giveaways, we have an announcement. So this past week, Army Wife Network has been doing their annual Hide the Pickle contest. Legend has it that after the tree is completely decorated, the pickle ornament was hung by parents deep in the branches of the Christmas tree, where only the most observant of the children could find it. The first child to find the pickle would receive a special treat or extra present. During the week of December 8th through 12th, AWN honored this tradition and hid a pickle on our main website. Each day we place the pickle on a page of our site, followed by hints of where our AWN fans could locate it. They found the pickle and emailed pickle@armywifenetwork.com to be entered to win a $25 Amazon gift card. After many, many entries, our randomizer picked Amy L. Eberly as our winner. Congratulations, Amy. We will be sending you an email to claim your prize. And then if you email us back no later than December 19th at close of business with your address so we can mail you your gift.
Oh, my gosh, you guys, so much holiday fun. But we've got more for you. As a matter of fact, in the name of holiday fun, a special edition of our news with our new 6th Gen. Guys, we will be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio Holiday Show in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Love where you live. When you move into a Corvius home, you'll find more than just convenient on-post housing at 7 Army installations across the country. You'll also find fun family events, upscale fitness centers, resort-style pools, and more. Our award-winning customer service, 24-hour maintenance, and smiling faces are just waiting to welcome you. Love your next home at CorviusMilitaryLiving.com. That's CorviusMilitaryLiving.com.
Attention, Army Wives! Get your hoo-ah on in our Army Wife Network Marketplace.
We've got perfect tees in many colors and sizes. Hats, bags, mugs, and more. Grab a little something for your Army bread, or show your AWN spirit by slapping a sticker on the back of your POV. Visit our shop from our homepage at www.armywifenetwork.com or find us on Cafe Press. www.cafepress.com/Army Wife Network. Hoo-ah!
You're listening to the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Merry Christmas, Army family. This is your new 6th Gen, bringing you all your need-to-know news straight from the North Pole. In our lead story, Santa's reindeer held a spectacular figure skating event as part of their annual reindeer games. This week, Santa's reindeer participated in the ice skating event as part of the annual reindeer games held every year at the North Pole in the weeks leading up to Christmas. Prancer led off the competition with a triple backflip and a double button maker, causing the crowd at the Ice Cream Palace to cheer wildly. Dancer followed with a triple snow cone and whirling dervish that was so fast that judges lost track of her. Comet brought the crowd to its feet with his super fast triple flip and a double donut maneuver. All of the reindeer performed well, but Prancer led the group despite a poor mark from the French judge. The broadcast news team for Kringle Radio has been announced for the momentous task of tracking Santa's Christmas Eve flight.
Kringle Radio brings the world 50 hours of live radio coverage of all the operations at the North Pole leading up to Santa's historic flight. The North Pole News Department announced the all-star lineup of news anchors that will undertake this live broadcast in order to bring you the most up-to-date news straight from the North Pole. The all-star cast includes Elf Red Stocking, who is making his second appearance on the broadcast. He delivers the news with bold enthusiasm and never hesitates to dig deep when questioning in interviews. Elf Barbara is new to the broadcast team this year, but her years as a television talk show host on the North Pole's very own WPTV gave her lots of experience asking those hard-hitting questions. Elf Frank Murr is a veteran radio newsman returning to the live broadcast. Elf Holly Berry is formerly a weather girl in the tracking department. She played a small role as a reporter last year and hopes to bring her brightness and enthusiasm to this year's show. Elf Rusty Bells has been voted the most trusted man at the North Pole besides Santa. He is a veteran radio news host with decades of experience. Elf Crash Murphy, formerly of the wrapping department, volunteered last year for the hazardous duty of trying to keep up with Santa in a chaser sleigh. All of these news professionals will be heard on Kringle Radio on Christmas Eve. This is your need-to-know news for this week. Stay tuned to Army Wife Network's Twitter feed and Facebook page for updates throughout the week. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed a live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the special holiday edition of Army Wife Talk Radio, show 501. I'm your host, Tara Crooks.
And I'm your co-host, Allison Poulter. Tonight, we are so excited to have with us Shanda Bell, co-CEO of CCA&B LLC, and co-author of The Elf on the Shelf. Shanda Bell is one of the true visionaries behind the beloved holiday brand, The Elf on the Shelf. A former reading and English teacher, Bell is the co-author with her mom, Carol, of The Elf on the Shelf, a Christmas tradition, and The Elf on the Shelf, a birthday tradition, as well as the author of Elf Pets, a reindeer tradition, which hit stores in November of 2014. At CCA&B LLC, the publishing company Bell co-founded with her twin sister, Krista Pitt, and her mom, Bell leads the creative side of the business, cultivating a careful focus on products and traditions that create meaningful family moments.
In 2011, The Elf on the Shelf came to life as an animated special. An elf's story debuted and aired twice on CBS, boasting a combined viewing audience of almost 10 million people. Bell co-founded Big Canoe Entertainment, the production company that produced that special, and served as one of the executive producers on the project. She also co-wrote the script and penned the lyrics to one of the musical numbers. Under the guidance of Bell and her sister, CCA&B was recognized in 2010, 2011, and 2012 as one of Inc. magazine's 500 fastest-growing companies, all over a little elf. We are not only pleased, but we are honored to have Shanda here with us tonight. Welcome to our show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hi, we're very excited to talk with you tonight. Oh, my gosh. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself personally for a minute and where you're calling from tonight.
I am calling from just outside of Atlanta, Georgia. I am a mom of two. I have a little boy who is in seventh grade and a little girl who is in third grade. And just so excited to be on with you guys tonight. I have such respect for what you guys do and how you serve this country. And I just really am excited about talking to you. So thanks for having me on.
Oh, gosh. Well, we are just as honored. So thanks for that. All right, so let's talk about The Elf on the Shelf. I want to know, because I'm curious, you know, what life was like before The Elf on the Shelf.
Yeah, we laugh about our jobs working for Santa Claus at the North Pole because It's kind of like when someone becomes president and they go into office and they look one way, and after a couple of years, they look a whole different way. That's what it's like.
Right?
Yeah. So before I worked for CNI, I was young. And kidding aside, I was a school teacher, and I taught school for 6 years. I taught reading and English and social studies, and I loved every minute of it. And it really was what I was called to do. And stayed home to become a mom and took the year off. Never thought that I would not go back to teaching school, and started writing just for something to do. My husband's also a teacher, so we were broke, and so not a lot to do with a little tiny baby. So I started writing, and that led into a job offer that my dad gave me, working for him twice a week, which then led to me writing with my mom, which then led to the Elf on the Shelf. And that was, of course, based on our own family Christmas tradition.
That's so incredibly cool, Shonda. So how has it changed? So you were broke teachers and you started writing, which is such a great thing that we all appreciate so much at Army Wife Network. How has it changed? How has your life just completely, 10 million viewers, you are an absolute celebrity, I must imagine. How has your life changed?
My life is so incredibly boring. You cannot imagine how truly boring it is. My life has changed in that I think I've certainly have opportunities that I would have never had before. Getting to walk in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade just the opportunities that I've had have really been amazing. But I think where I've seen my life really change in, and maybe this comes with age as well, but just really growing into myself and learning what I'm good at and what I have a passion about. And for me, I'm just truly passionate about helping families create family moments, special memories together. And that's what drives me. And so that's been really fun to use my creativity and then my knowledge of reading and English to put together, kind of the creative side of the business working for Santa Claus. So it's really fun. But yeah, my life's different in so many ways, getting to travel and getting to meet people and do things that I would have never gotten a chance to do. But in other ways, I think it's just really fulfilling.
Well, tell you that when we decided to ask you guys to be on the show, the whole reason behind all of that was our own family's love of the Elf on the Shelf and what we do with it and how much we love it. And so I know that you may or may not have seen that email through the PR people, but that's what I told them. I said, this really was a decision that we wanted to share everything that we do, and everything that we do with the Elf on the Shelf ourselves and the family tradition with all military families. And so we were really excited to have you here and learn more about you. I actually had never dug into, where my elf originated or anything like that. So,
where your elf was
kind of
born.
A neat story. Well, it was really cool to read that it was a mom-daughter team. Yeah, all that kind of stuff, that was really neat. So I would love it if you would tell our listeners about that. How did the Elf on the Shelf, a Christmas tradition, the Scout Elf, him or herself, and the story come about? Because there's a neat background story that I'd like you to share.
Yeah, sure. I'm happy to. The Elf on the Shelf really was my own family tradition. And so when I was a little girl, Santa used to send an elf to our home. And our elf was Fisbee. And Fisbee used to watch every day and report to Santa at night. And in the morning, of course, before we woke up, my sister and brother and I would race out of bed to go and be the first to find Fisbee. And so it really came out of our own family tradition. And I remember talking to the elf and telling the elf what I wanted for Christmas. And, he was just so magical to me. I remember thinking about, what is he actually telling Santa and what is going on at the North Pole? And clearly, I was very imaginative even as a child. So when I grew up, had children of my own, like I said, I was working for my dad a couple of days a week, and I happened to be over at my mom's house one afternoon, and we were having tea, and she was really having a hard time just struggling with kind of the emptiness. She was a very active, involved stay-at-home mom, and I had grown up and had a child, and Krista was married and moved away, and then my younger brother had gone off to college, and so she was just like, what am I supposed to do with myself? And so I looked up, and there on the shelf was sitting our elf that we had grown up with, watching. And I looked at my mom, and I said, we should write a book about Elf on the Shelf, about our family tradition. And so she kind of looked at me, she's like, I don't know. And, I mean, of course, we had to get Santa's permission, which was of utmost importance. And Santa agreed to let us share this with the world. And so we ended up writing for the next 6 to 8 months. But there's just such a story there, and I don't know how much time you guys have, but just to make it so short, no experience, no money, no publishing background, manufacturing background, and just had this idea. And basically, we couldn't get anyone to publish it. We did end up getting a literary agent in New York. She took it to all the big houses and the little houses alike, and nobody would publish this book. And so I'm a huge believer that God gives you an idea, and it's up to you to act on it. And if you don't, he's going to give it to somebody else. And so we knew we needed to do something with this. We needed to, publish it ourselves. And we had no idea what that meant. I mean, ignorance is bliss, let me tell you.
Absolutely,
we had no idea what that meant.
I agree 100% on that, when you don't know what you can't do.
Yeah. And so, we're just like, let's just do this ourselves. And I look back now knowing all that I know after roughly 10 years in business, and I'm still shocked that we were able to pull off what we pulled off with literally no money and no experience, just a lot of talent and drive, I think. So that year we started writing it in 2004, and then we launched in September of 2005 with 5,000 books, and had a big book signing with family and friends. We invited them to come. We sold 500 copies to family and friends, and then and when I tell you guys we sold them, I'm like, okay, we're sitting in a room, and it's like, okay, now what? There was no business plan or we didn't even realize we were a company at that point. We just needed to sell all these books that we ordered and took, out on our credit card. So, but we knew this tradition was special. We knew that this would really mean a lot for families. And so we started going to little junior league type markets and would literally sell one by one to any person who would stop and listen to our tale, and we knew that this could be special for their family, too.
That's so cool, Shanda. I have to tell you really quick before I dig into this next question, you and your elves have been the constant in our house. In a military-specific house, we adopted our elf when my husband was deployed, and it has been the constant. Here, not here, whether Daddy was home or not, the elf has always shown up at Christmas time, so thank you for allowing us to have that one constant when the world
that
is sort of
crazy.
That's
an honor
for
me. It's such an honor. It's just so amazing to have the opportunity to actually be brought into people's homes. You know, that there's a character that you've created, and it's not just a book and a story. It's, I get to actually be a part of families and their Christmas tradition. And I just can't imagine anything greater than that. It's such a cool job to work for Santa Claus and get to hear stories like that. So I thank you for adopting elves and embracing this tradition. And I hope that your children are just making wonderful memories of Christmas
every year. So you work for Santa. What happens when we adopt a Scout Elf? What happens when a family that may not have one yet, what happens when they adopt a Scout Elf?
Well, when you adopt a Scout Elf, you read the book together as a family. I tell people that's part of creating the family moment, right? So everybody understands how the elf works, that the elf gets its Christmas magic when you give it a name. You can also register your elf's name on our website for your listeners that have never done that at elfontheshelf.com. And you can get a letter from Santa about your elf checking in at the North Pole and your official elf adoption certificate. So you adopt your elf. And, of course, there are rules. Kids can't touch the elf or its magic might go. And also the elf can't talk to kids. He would love to, but he can't. He's busy working. So he's not able to talk to kids. So the book outlines all of those things. And then the elf really does become part of your Christmas celebration. He stays through the holidays and on Christmas Eve helps Santa deliver packages. And then he goes back to the North Pole till the holidays roll around again.
Let me tell you what, too. My kids know when the elf comes and knows when the elf goes. And
We do in my house, too. It is. I'm telling you, it is a sad night on Christmas Eve when the elf is going back to the North Pole. But hopefully they're so excited about Christmas morning and Santa's arrival. It takes away a little of the sting. But, yeah, the elf really does. I think for people who don't have it, and they just see what other people post on social media, I don't think you can really get it. I don't think you can understand what it means to these kids and to these
families. The magic of it, it's magical.
Yeah, and how it really is, you know, to them, like a family member that they've adopted. And elves don't have to be crazy. They can be. I tell people elves match the personality of the family that adopts them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
It totally depends. You know what? We had a conversation about that the other day. You know, our elf is a nut. She does some of the nuttiest things. And somebody said, you know, our elf, sometimes, you know, he doesn't even move. And I'm like, well, maybe he's shy. He could be really shy, right? You don't
exactly,
know.
Exactly,
I mean,
yes. Yes, he could be very shy. He could like that spot. He could just be really comfortable there. You never know. Those elves have their own personalities.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that is
so,
an excuse I'm going to have to start stealing when the elf forgets to move, that he's just really comfortable there. Thank you.
No, he probably is. He probably didn't forget. He probably knew exactly what he was doing. Okay, that's what I
think.
He
may have even flown to the North Pole and come right back to that same spot because
it
was such a great
spot. I absolutely agree. And, you know, I mean, they want to be on the shelf. That's the whole point. I mean, that's, you know. So, yeah, I think that it just depends. I think you couldn't say that any better, Sean. I think that it definitely does match the personality, not even of the kid, but of the family, you know, what the family's personality and how they, I don't know, how they celebrate, I guess. So your latest book, Elf Pets, A Reindeer Tradition, it came out this November. Congratulations on that, because writing a first book, a second book, and even a third, you know, they get harder.
It's hard to keep it interesting. Right.
But they don't. Yes. You have more resources, but you've got to repeat yourself. And this time you know what you didn't know before, right? So
that's true.
I know that it can be a little bit different. This time you're the sole author of the book. So how was that different? I mean, I can probably guess, but I'd like for you to tell us how that was different from going from a multi-author, you know, to doing something on your own. What was that like?
Well, I think the great thing about getting the chance to write with my mom is that we really do work very well together. We're a good team. So we listen to each other. We bounce ideas off of each other. And so in that respect, that is a very, like, simple sort of dance that mom and I have perfected over time. I think the hardest thing in writing this myself was that I didn't have that person to bounce it off of. You know, it's like, hey, I'm thinking to myself, does this stink? And there's no one to answer my question except me. That was probably the hardest thing about getting to write this particular book for Santa by myself. But what an awesome opportunity to get to represent the North Pole, and just so fun. I had this idea, and I knew I could really rise to the challenge, so hopefully I did.
So cool. How have you seen this story really manifest itself, and how are families incorporating the elf pets into their holiday traditions?
Well, I'm going to quickly explain for probably most of your listeners don't even know what elf pets or reindeer tradition is, but the general idea is that Santa's sleigh will not fly. And the reason it's not flying is because there's a lack of Christmas spirit for a variety of reasons. But there's a lack of Christmas spirit. And so Santa sends out all of these tiny little reindeer, and they wear a little gold heart charm around their neck. And the idea is that this gold heart charm is filled with Christmas magic. And the more a child who adopts their reindeer loves it and takes care of it, they are really at the essence of what Christmas spirit is. It's about faith and hope and love and belief. And so the idea is that this little pet reindeer stores all of that up in its heart, and then on Christmas Eve grows full size and helps to pull Santa's sleigh. So it is also a family's Christmas tradition. And I've just got to watch the magic of adopting a reindeer through my daughter. And it has been so fun to watch. You know, separate from what I do, I'm a mom first. And so whether it's the elf tradition, the elf on the shelf, a birthday tradition, or the reindeer tradition, it's just so fun for me to sit back just as a parent and watch my own daughter interact. And so she was. She has built a bed for her reindeer Jingle. She takes Jingle everywhere with her. We have left snacks for Jingle. We have downloaded the app Elf Pets, a Reindeer Tradition, and you know made sure we were interacting with Jingle and other reindeers to help build all the Christmas spirit. But it's just been really neat to see that innocence and that belief. It really is the essence of Christmas, that faith, hope, and love that really resides in the heart of children, and to see that kind of be manifested outwardly. And I think the real goal of the reindeer and elf pets is that kids are focused on something other than themselves at the holidays, you know, something bigger, something more. And so it's been really fun watching my own daughter adopt the tradition separate, completely separate from the fact that I'm, you know, her mom.
Do your children know? How have you kept that your tradition, and also shared it with the world? How has that balance been for you?
Yeah, it's always a balance. But my kids know that I work for Santa Claus, and that you know it's my job to help families adopt elves and reindeer. And so if I don't do that, they know that there are going to be families don't have the opportunity to have an elf on the shelf or a reindeer in their home this Christmas, and that matters to them. So really, the whole family it's a whole family effort to help other families adopt
Santa.
Elves and reindeer. Yeah, we're all working for Santa here at the Bell household.
That's super cool. I'm glad that your kids are just as into helping Santa as you are. That's super awesome.
Yeah, and it's cool that they are okay with sharing what was their own family tradition, you know, with everybody else and their brothers.
Yeah,
and
it's so fun because, yeah, I think for them it's just, and it's exciting to see that we've come to this place and worked so hard to get there. But I think to them it's just, well, you know, everyone has an elf that talks to Santa. You know, they can't imagine any other way that it would be. So that's exciting for me to see because we have worked so hard to spread the message.
So let's talk about the animated story that kind of, I mean, it didn't start at all, but it started at all, an elf story. It was the
yeah.
one we talked about at the very beginning when we were introducing you. I was aired on CBS, 10 million viewers. Is that something that you guys did as a family or...
We did, you know,
project,
again,
right?
I don't
okay.
know. I don't know if we're glutton for punishment, but we did. We just couldn't find any right partners for you know, an animated special. And it's one of those situations where when we think about family moments in Christmas time, the Christmas special is the next logical step. Because you hope that a family is popping their popcorn or making their apple cider or their hot chocolate
right.
and sitting down together and watching it like we all did. I know some, you know, we're all so busy now we've lost some of that, but that really felt like the next right step for the brand. So we ended up partnering actually with a friend of ours from high school who had an animation company. And so together, along with three other partners, we formed Big Canoe Entertainment, my mom and my sister and I. We funded the special, wrote it, worked on it. I mean, it was just such a cool experience. And earlier when we talked about things that we've gotten to do that we never imagined we would, the idea that you are working on an animated Christmas special that will live on way past you is just the coolest thing ever, you know. So that was just an amazing opportunity. So we did. We just, you know, pulled up our bootstraps and said, you know, we really want to tell this story. We want it to be meaningful. We want to make sure we have control of the message. You know, we don't want some newfangled elf. It's got to be sincere and from the heart. And so we went to work on that. So it aired, I think, in 2012 for 3 years on CBS. And now it sells as a DVD. I know that Bed Bath & Beyond and Target both carry it. And it's such a sweet story. I'm so proud of it. And our goal was to be able to put something out that we could put our head on the pillow and be proud of. And I think for a self-published DVD, we did that.
Yes. I'm thinking to myself as you're describing this, like, be quiet, Tara, don't say anything, be quiet, Tara, because I'm thinking, I could write a book, okay, I would take that on. I think it's a little crazy, but I would take it on. I've done it. I didn't know what I didn't know, that kind of deal like you did.
That's right, yeah.
There is no way that I would know how to form a production company and do an animated special. Like, you wouldn't want to know what
it would
look like.
I think you figure it out as you go. You'd be fine.
You know, the networking that you're doing. Yeah, and the people that you meet, that's just amazing that you knew somebody. I just, you know, earlier you said something that resonated with me over and over again. I say the same thing. You said that God puts in an idea, and if you don't act on it, then it goes on to the next. And I basically say the same thing. I say there's an idea out there in the universe, and if you don't pluck it out of there and do something with it, then it goes back there, you know, to find somebody else that's going to pluck it out. And everything happens and is put in your path, too. So, I mean, like, who knows? Somebody knew this is what you're supposed to be doing, you know?
Yeah.
You have a connection. I just think that's so cool that it all works out.
I do
like
feel that.
That
way. Thanks for saying that.
You thought you were a school teacher.
I know. It's so true. I think once a school teacher, always a school teacher. But, yeah, it's been just amazing when I look back at the experiences that I had or even that my sister had or that my mom had and how, you know, all of those have come together to really – you know, gift us each with what we need to make this successful.
It's just so incredible. Yes, incredible. Incredible is a great word, Allison. Just really neat.
So speaking of incredible, I have to thank you for these apps ahead of this question because we have thrived on them and our little elf just loves them. Can you tell us a little bit about the new apps that you released this year, the ideas for Scout Elves and Reindeer?
Sure. Yeah, you bet. Yeah, you know, it's been really fun to kind of venture into the digital space of the app world. We'd had some games in the past, but really wanted to put out something that would be equally as meaningful to families as our book and box set products are. And so we set out to put out two apps this year that we launched that were new. And so one was geared to children, and it is the Elf Pets Reindeer app. So if you go to the iTunes store and just look up Elf on the Shelf, it will come up, the Elf Pets app. And it's so fun. And so you can either adopt and love and help build Christmas spirit for a virtual reindeer and or build Christmas magic and the Christmas spirit needed for your real reindeer right there on the app. And my daughter has earned all of her care badges and then some. So we're building extra Christmas spirit to help the sleigh fly on Christmas Eve. And so the reindeer app really hopefully speaks to kids and then also promotes these ideas of doing things that are meaningful and kind and good. And then for our elves, we have the ideas for Scout Elf app. And so really it's such a fun little app in which Santa sends you a new idea every single day for your elf, things that your elf could do. And basically what he's done is he's just taken pictures from elves all around the world who have done fun little adventures and fun little things, and he shares with parents and with their elves a new idea each night. And so it comes with truly a material list, ingredients, pictures, everything a little Scout Elf needs to make a little magic at the holiday season.
Man, it's all about the magic of the holiday season.
And it sure
so
is.
You've entered this digital world.
Yeah.
Now, it has taken, our elves have all taken social media by storm. How do you feel social media has impacted your business and the mission of Santa and his elves?
Yeah, I think, oh, wow, social media is just, it's its own entity, you know, it's its own being, and the world is so much more different it was, even than when we launched 10 years ago. There was no Facebook, you know, there was nothing like that. I guess it started with MySpace back in the day, but when we first launched just 10 years ago, you know, it was a big deal that we just had a website, and that was really all you needed. And
yeah.
I think there are some really great things about social media, and I think it really has, for us, helped to build our brand. We have a lot of parents who are huge ambassadors and who love our brand and who have done so much to help us build this company and believe in the magic of what this tradition stands for in their families, and they're just happy to share that. I think where the social media sharing can get difficult is when you do kind of lose control of the messaging or the way that the brand that you love so much is portrayed. And I think that there are adults that forget that there are kids out there looking.
Seeing all of those things.
Yeah. And so that, you know, you hate that. But with the good comes the bad. And I think the Internet's like that about just about anything. You know, it can be good and it
sure.
can be bad.
Well, and I
so.
Feel like especially in this instance, the good far outweighs the bad. The creativity and the care and the ingenuity that is shown in these elves and what they do far outweighs the bad, I would hope. I
hope so,
no.
too. Yeah, I hope so, too.
You get what you look for. That's what I think.
I agree. You absolutely do. You absolutely
do. That
is
my philosophy. If you're out there looking for those other ones, then that's what you're going to find. So.
Yeah. So, you know, I think social media, it's been an amazing way for us to build our business, quite honestly, because we're very much a word-of-mouth, ground roots type of company. I mean, it's how we started and it's how we've grown. And I think social media allows parents to share those experiences and those memories and those moments, which is fun. But
right.
it just
and,
makes
you know,
me sad on a personal level when I feel like somebody is stealing a child's magic.
Joy, yes.
Yeah.
Don't be a joy stealer.
Yes.
Or even not even just a child's joy. So,
yeah, really.
That's
too.
Our
joy. Quit stealing my joy. That's
sometimes
right.
It's not. Sometimes I'm like, dude, don't be jealous. It's all good. You can have a crazy
That's
one,
awesome.
Too.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk about that offline. But anyhow, okay, so you're a family and you're thinking, I am a little envious. I want to adopt one of these elves. Where do I go get one? And how do I find out whether they're going to be crazy or quiet or, you know, whatever they might be? Where do you go to adopt your own scout elf?
Or reindeer.
Elf. Or reindeer, that's right.
Let's start with
the elfontheshelf.com. I need to hang out with you guys every night. So much fun. The elfontheshelf.com has all of the adoption centers worldwide for the Elf on the Shelf, the Elf on the Shelf, a birthday tradition, and then the Elf on the Shelf, Elf Pets Reindeer. You can also buy the DVD or the clothing for your elf. You know, every elf's got to be high fashion. So we have the Claus Couture collection as well. So lots
our
of fun.
Elf came back
and goodies.
From the North Pole and had, yeah, must have gone
decked out, huh?
Yes.
Awesome. So you have a girl elf?
We do sparkles. I'm surprised.
Okay, great.
She's pretty. She's
we
pretty
have a
bold.
Boy, but he sent his girlfriend to watch one day because he wasn't feeling well because I had to have a skirt. So he sent his girlfriend to watch one day.
That's awesome. Genius. Well, if it makes you guys feel any better, when I was growing up at one point, Fisbee was ill at the North Pole, and so I had to send a cousin to watch us one Christmas season. So we all have those types of stories to share.
Tracking. Okay, so it took me a minute. Good stuff. Well, we gave away our set top, both of them, to, was it Melissa? Was that who won it? You girls are going to get on to me. I'm pretty sure that that's who won it. I'm going to be in trouble if that wasn't who won it. But we have
it was Melissa.
Prizes, good stuff given out in the Twitter chat. And we are so thankful for you coming on. And you're right. You know, we had a good time tonight. So I just I hope that anybody who doesn't, has not adopted an elf yet and has not gotten to experience the joy and the magic and the fun and just that look on your child's face when your elf comes back and they find them, you know, last night. Sparkles came back. I don't know what the heck they were doing overnight while we were sleeping, but somehow they were all Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtling, and she had it like a turtle. It was crazy. When I found her on the stairs this morning, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me, and Chloe came down and was like, Mom, she got Rinna, her older sister, she got Rinna's turtles to play with her last night. Oh, my gosh, this is so crazy. Come look at what she did. And I hope you guys get to experience that because it was just a ton of giggles all around. So, yep.
I am so glad. You know, that really makes it all just, it's fun to live it through other people, honestly. It really is. And so we certainly have the magic going on in our own home, but it is so fun to hear people's stories and their elf names and all the things their elves have been doing. And the second somebody finds out what I do, they whip out their phone and show me all the pictures.
Oh,
of
I'm
their
sure
elf
you're like,
do.
Oh,
well,
that's
yes,
fabulous.
So it's pretty special,
so
I love hearing it.
It's, you know what it is to us? It's whenever we go, yeah, especially in a civilian neighborhood, I go, I'm an Army wife, and they're like, oh, my cousin's uncle's aunt's brother's sister.
Exactly, exactly. Everybody wants to tell you everyone they know, right, right.
Big Army, big
Shanda,
Army.
Has your elf traveled, your childhood elf, did he come with you to your home now, or did you adopt another elf?
Yes, we have Chippy and Snowflake, who became famous in the animated Christmas special.
Yeah.
But my mom still has Fisbee, so Fisbee still comes to my mom's house.
Love that.
Thank you for being here tonight.
We most certainly did have a good time.
Thank you so much for having me. Seriously, anytime. I have enjoyed every second of it, and just an honor. And again, I can't thank you guys enough for what you do, and hope you have a blast with NORAD. We're big fans of them as well.
We are. Well, you should stay and listen. It'll be a great show. I won't hang up if you want to stay and listen. So,
Sounds good.
It has been a blast. And you're right what you said about enjoying it through other people, because some of our greatest social media moments for the last 3 years have been one of our best friends, Army friends, that we social media back and forth on Facebook, what happened with our elf the night before. And, you know, it's kind of on Christmas Eve, it's a hashtag, it's on. So, you know,
that's awesome.
We definitely have some fun with that. So it's for adults just as much as kids. But again, thanks.
Okay.
And like I said, stay on and listen to Nora. We'd love to have you here.
I'd love to. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Shanda. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Have a good one.
All right, guys, that does it for our first guest segment tonight. But don't go anywhere, because Paula and Janet are going to come back on the line. Yep, I'm leaving you in the hands of those crazy two. And Allison and I get to take a short little break, a little siesta. Lieutenant Colonel Vanessa Shaver of NORAD Track Santa. Oh, my gosh, you guys, they've got a lot to share with you about Santa's journey this year. So lots more to come up on our AWTR holiday special. Allison, thanks for a great interview, and I'll talk to you in a few.
You bet.
All right, stay tuned, guys.
While defending our nation, your active duty service member can protect their family's smiles with the TRICARE Dental Program, TDP. It's dental protection that's deserved. This dedicated military service entitles spouses and or children and members of the National Guard or Reserve to receive comprehensive dental coverage. Plus, money can be saved. We offer affordable monthly premiums for an individual depending on sponsor status, with little or no cost shares on many dental services. But don't forget, TRICARE Dental Coverage requires enrollment. The TRICARE medical program options do not include TRICARE dental coverage. Call 1-855-MET-TDP-1 or visit us online at tricare.mil/TDP for more details. So your family's smiles are protected and you can start saving today. Again, that number is 1-855-MET-TDP-1 or visit us online at tricare.mil/TDP.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio, part of the Army Wife Network, interactive empowerment for Army wives. Call us and share your story, 646-915-8736. Now, back to the show.
We're back here on our special holiday edition of Army Wife Talk Radio, and it's me, Drill Sergeant Paula.
Every time you say that, Paula, I swear. And it's Janet here, and boy, I am excited to talk with our next guest. Lieutenant Colonel Vanessa Shaver is currently a public affairs officer at NORAD U.S. NORTHCOM headquarters in Colorado Springs, Colorado. She graduated from the University of Georgia, all right, another Georgia girl, in 1993 and entered the Army as a UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter pilot, where she was the first female to fly with the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment when those positions were open to women in 1995.
She has served in the Georgia and Colorado Army National Guard as an officer candidate school instructor and commander before switching into the Air Force Reserve in 2008. Where she served with the 26th Space Aggressor Squadron at Shriver Air Force Base and as an aerial event coordinator with the 306th Operational Support Squadron at the United States Air Force Academy. But tonight, she's here to share with us how NORAD tracks Santa and how we can participate in a special contest that they have going on this year. So welcome to the show, Vanessa. Are you there?
Hi, yeah, can you hear me?
We can, hi.
Hi, yeah, you got all that. Is there somebody from Georgia, one of you, I guess?
Yeah, I am right now. I'm in Atlanta right now.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. I was an Army brat growing up. So I have spent a lot of time, my family's around Georgia. So I think your show is really cool. I don't know if anything like that existed when I was coming up for my mom, but I think that that's really awesome. So I moved around the country a lot, too, as an Army brat, mostly around Georgia and North Carolina and a little bit of Hawaii, and I graduated high school in Korea. So
Wow, that is awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. I loved it. But now I've settled in Colorado Springs, and I have four kids of my own, and we are just getting ready for the holidays. We got some snowfall here yesterday, so it's beautiful outside and trying to get into the Christmas spirit and get the tracking Santa.
Well, there you go. So tell us a little bit about NORAD and how did all of this come about?
Well, NORAD is the North American Aerospace Defense Command, and we have some important missions. Most people would know us for aerospace warning and aerospace control and maritime warning and the defense of North America. But the main thing we're most known for, I think, is tracking Santa Claus every December 24th through our NORAD Track Santa program. And we think it's a great way to spread goodwill and some cheer to people, and we like to inform the public about the missions that we do. And we've been in the business of tracking Santa since 1955. So
quite a long time ago.
And it's a kind of a cool story because back then it was called the Continental Air Defense Command, so it was CONAD. And they got a call one night from a kid that was looking for Santa. And as it turns out, there was an ad that was printed in the paper, in a local newspaper, and it said, "Hey, kids, you know, call me direct and be sure to dial the correct number to talk to Santa." But ironically enough, the number was wrong, and the number rang into the CONAD Operations Center. So it rang that night, and it rang, you know, the little red phone, the emergency phone that usually wouldn't ring unless there was an attack or something like that. But it rings, and it's this kid, and the man who answered it that day was Colonel Harry Schaup. And so he's become known as the Santa Colonel because he got those calls, and rather than hanging up, he decided to have his team check the radars, because that's what we do, is monitor the skies and find out where Santa was, and then report it to the child that called. And so as all the kids kept calling in that night with that number, they started doing that, and so that tradition rolled over to NORAD when we became NORAD in 1958, and we have done it to this day.
Oh, my gosh. Like, what are the odds that that number would be to you guys? That is such an incredible story.
It's a very cool fluke. Kind of makes you wonder, you know, how things are meant to be sometimes. So,
absolutely. Well, I have to tell you, my son, he's 8, but NORAD means so much to our household. You guys doing this every year, my son, we literally leave it on, like, the whole night until he goes to bed, and he goes in there constantly to check and see where he's at and, you know, where he's traveling. So maybe you can explain for all our little listeners out there, how do you guys actually track him each year? How do you go about doing that?
Well, there are four different ways that we use to track Santa, the first of which is our radars. So NORAD has a radar system called the North Warning System, and it's across 47 installations strung across Canada and Alaska, and we make a point of checking those radars for indications of Santa Claus leaving the North Pole every Christmas Eve. And the moment our radar tells us that he's lifted off, we use our satellite system to provide warning. It's the same system we use to provide warning of missile launches. So say something, you know, a missile launch, that's usually our job to say, hey, it's launching and it's coming at us. But in this case, it's Santa. So we know when he takes off, and then we also use our satellites. So our satellites have infrared sensors, meaning they can detect heat. So if the rocket or missile is launched, that heat is produced and we can track it. But in this case, Rudolph's nose gives off an infrared signature. Who knew? And it's similar to a missile launch. So the satellites actually can detect Rudolph's nose with no problem. So that's the second way we track it. We have radars and the satellites, and then we also have Santa cams. And the Santa cams we didn't use until 1997, which is incidentally the same year we started putting the program on the internet. And so the Santa cams are really cool, high-tech, high-speed digital cameras, and they're pre-positioned at places all around the world. So we only use those cameras once a year, which is on December 24th. So we turn the cameras on about an hour before Santa enters the country, and then we switch them off after he's gone by. We've got some images of him and the reindeer. And then from our operations center, we immediately download his images onto the website. So when you log on December 24th and you see those videos are coming from those Santa cams. So then there's video and still images alike. And then the last thing that we use is our jet fighters. And so we use our NORAD jet fighter. The Canadian NORAD fighter pilots fly the CF-18, and they take off out of Quebec, and they welcome Santa to North America. And then one in the United States, the American NORAD fighter pilots and the F-15s, 16s, or 22s, depending, they fly along with Santa and the reindeer. So although Santa does fly a lot faster than the jet fighter, so he has to slow down a little bit for us to escort him. But he really likes to tip, you know, we'll tip the wings and say, hi, Santa, and he usually waves back. So it's a very cool, friendly relationship.
Okay, well, does Santa always travel the same route, or does he change it up?
Well, you know, we've tracked him every year, and there are some similarities to it, but I think he kind of switches it up a little bit every year. Generally, he'll leave the North Pole, and he'll head to the international date line and kind of work his way west, but it varies a little bit from year to year.
Well, now, let me ask you this. Have you guys, you know, you were talking about how Santa travels so fast sometimes and he has to kind of slow down. Have you guys ever lost track of Santa? And if you did, how did you resolve that?
No, we have actually a perfect record of tracking Santa.
I knew you
started,
didn't.
So
I knew you couldn't lose
track of
him.
Doing really well. No way. I think we can get away with a lot of things, but there's a lot of kids out there, and if we don't know where Santa is, like you said, if you know your 8-year-old goes to the computer, and I know mine have done this before, and they want to know exactly where he is, and I think that's a harder question to answer if you can't tell the child where Santa is sometimes than the actual military mission itself. So we definitely don't want to let the kids down, and we have a pretty good record of that. So
absolutely. Yeah.
Well, we know that Santa also has many, many, many helpers. So what do his elves do at Santa's workshop?
Well, the elves are really essential, obviously, to the workshop because they do a lot of the work. And more importantly, they also provide a lot of good cheer. So the elves have tremendously good attitudes. They work together really well. And what some people don't realize is that they don't just make toys. So there's a whole operation up there at the North Pole. And so they all kind of chip in and they do different parts. Some of them are in charge of taking care of the reindeer. And some of them keep his sleigh in top condition, make sure that it's ready to fly around the globe because that's a really long trip. So you can't have anything breaking down. And they kind of divide all those tasks up. So, you know, while each elf can do another job, they kind of have their specialties and they work together, just making the whole operation run smooth.
Now, I've heard that there's a really special elf, the NORAD Tracks Santa elf, but I've heard that he doesn't have a name yet. Can you explain why he doesn't have a name yet?
Yeah, we're very excited about our new elf. He's new to the village. He's not new to the operation, but he's new to our little village. And what we've learned is that the elves, actually, because they're very service-oriented and they care very much about the children and the people that they're helping, and so they like to involve them in the naming process. And so they kind of want to earn their names rather than just have somebody give it to them. They like it to represent their deeds or their personalities and the friendships that they've formed. And so our elf is really is very special, and he reaches out to, we know, billions of kids across the globe. And he makes so many new friends that we wanted to be able to incorporate all of those ideas and all of those feelings and friendships and all of that good cheer and see if we could let them help give him a name. And he's very excited about that. He has one little stocking with no name on it, and he's just waiting to get that name. He's very, very excited, and we're excited to help him find it.
Oh, I know. My son is excited, too. I know we're going to talk a little bit more about how you guys are going about naming him, but my son's involved, so he's very, very excited to find out what he ends up with as a name.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Well, Vanessa, can you tell us how old is this elf?
Well, you know, that's interesting. We wanted to know the same thing, but as it turns out, elves don't really measure their age in years. So they like to measure it in the number of candy canes they've eaten. So this elf says he's 467,620 candy canes old, and I don't really know what that is. But I was thinking to myself, you know, I could probably count my age in the number of Reese's Cups that I've eaten, but that number is probably more embarrassing than the years itself. So I'm going to stick with years, and the elves are going to stick with the candy canes. But I think that's a lot of candy canes, so probably a lot of years.
And now, I know we're going to talk in just a second about that, but we did have a question come in that I thought you might be able to answer for one of our listeners. They put it in our Twitter party chat, asking if you're allowed to volunteer to work at the Santa Tracker Center.
Well, we do have volunteers, but the Volunteer Center, of course, has a limited number of seats. So we do actually advertise for it. We start with the people in the building that work actually in NORAD every day, and their families help out. We also have over 60 partners and contributors that help put that together, that really do a lot of the work to helping us put that program and bring it to you. So they take up a lot of those seats as well. And eventually we will open it to the public. And then there is a site online that you can go to register. But I will say at this point, a week out from Operations Center, probably the only slots left are going to be about 2 in the morning. So if you're a really early morning person, then that's the slot for you.
Well, that's awesome. I think it's great that you guys are kind of, you know, having volunteers and letting people be kind of a part of it with you guys. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I've watched the program for several years. This is the first year that I've actually worked with it. And I knew that it was kind of a big deal, but I didn't realize quite how much until you're offering up seats. And there's just so many people that want to be involved, and you want to be able to include everybody. But the reality is, you know, you can only fit so many people into a building.
Of course.
But it's just been amazing. I'm so excited that people care that much, you know, to really go out of their way to want to come and help. So I think that's very cool.
Absolutely. Now, to kind of get us back on NORAD's new ELF, you've decided, like you said, to enlist some help in getting finding the name for the NORAD Track Santa ELF. Can you go ahead and tell our listeners about how you guys are going about doing that?
Certainly. Well, we started it with December 1st when we launched the website. We started accepting names. And so we put the picture out there and showed everybody and introduced him on Facebook and Twitter and our Google Plus pages. And we started taking all kinds of suggestions. And we've had about 2,000 suggestions flow in the last couple of weeks. And then this past Saturday, we narrowed it down to 3, which was extremely difficult. You can imagine 2,000 names trying to get it down to 3. But we did. We picked some that we're really proud of. And then we put those out right now for a vote. So what we're asking is between now and Saturday, anybody can go on our Facebook or our Twitter and our Google Plus and vote which one of those names you think really suits the elf best. Like we said, he likes to have something that people will give him that makes it feel more like his spirit in that name. And so the 3 that are out there right now are Radar, Echo L Foxtrot, and Darren. And so you can learn a little bit more about those there's a video on our website that will tell you a little bit more about that program and then how to go ahead and vote for which one you think works best.
Awesome.
Okay, so once they've voted and you have a winner, what is that winner going to receive?
We have a boxed up collection of NORAD Track Santa goodies. So probably some pencils and some bookmarks. There's also going to be an official NORAD Santa Tracker T-shirt, which is also available on our webpage for anybody else to buy, but also for the people that win are going to get it for free mailed to their house. So it'll be a little care package, a little bit of surprise. We've got a lot of gear that we take out to events that we give away, and then some people that don't live here in the area don't really have access to. So we're going to bundle up all that and send it to their homes for help and name our elf.
Well, now, let me ask you this for those, because I'm sure there's, you know, 1,997 other people.
Yeah.
That's what we want to know. Is this something that you guys are going to be able to do each year? Like, will you be adding new elves to the village each year, or is this something that you guys are just doing this year?
You know, I don't know that there's a plan to do that next year. I know that next year is our 60th anniversary of Tracking Santa, so I think that we probably will have a couple other special things coming up for that. So it may not be an elf, but we'll have some other things special going on, and we're really looking forward to still including this elf next year, whatever his name may be, and including him into the whole process of our great 60th anniversary celebration.
Oh, I can't wait to see what you guys have planned. That sounds like so much fun, and congratulations, too.
Yeah, it's really been eye-opening, like I said, working for it. It's almost hard for me to believe that they pay me to do it because I have so much fun, you know, and it's nice to have a job when you wake up and you go in and you're just celebrating the holidays with NORAD and Tracking Santa in a program that is just so overwhelmingly positive. So, you know, it's nice to be able to come home at the end of the day and know that you've done something really good.
And I got to say, too, I love how you guys post the pictures on Facebook of, like, your volunteers, you know, and you guys working that night and tracking him. And I think that's really cool because I think it gives other people also a sense of kind of being there and seeing what you guys are doing. So,
yeah, it's a lot of fun. Like, when we have really, really, really great volunteers, we have some people that have come back, I know, several years in a row. And we track a lot of them that speak other languages because we understand that a lot of people calling into the Operations Center are calling from all across the globe. And so we enjoy being able to touch out and speak to them as well. And we're really looking forward to expanding it. We've added a few more seats in the Operations Center this year, so hopefully we can take a little more extra calls and respond to a little more emails and hope to bring you all the best experience we can for NORAD Track Santa.
Well, that's awesome. Vanessa, tell us where we can go for more information. Make sure that we have all of the information in voting on the elf name and also tracking the big guy, Santa himself.
Well, you can go to any of our social media sites, any NORAD Santa page on Facebook, Twitter, or Google+. And that's where we're going for the elf naming, so you can see the posts on there and you can actually cast your votes and see the pictures. But as far as tracking Santa himself, on December 24th is when we start our tracking operation, and that's at www.noradsanta.org. Now, you can go to that site now. We still got a lot of good games and videos, and actually, there's some very cool stuff. We have student videos that are included on that website as well, and so you can kind of see students from all across the globe and a lot of military places as well. It'll give you the kind of rundown of where they live and how they're going to track Santa and kind of share that whole global experience. And then there's also our arcade, and we have video games that are unlocked every single day. There's a new game released, and if you follow us on any of our social media sites, you'll see we give a little heads up every day about what that game is, and so we hope that you'll go there and enjoy the games, and all of that's just kind of to build the excitement. So on December 24th, we actually do all of our really, really fun work, which is actually tracking him as he flies.
That's awesome.
Well, I have to tell you, I can't thank you guys enough for doing this and for the joy that you bring so many kids who are so excited about him coming in and having this opportunity. And I know for my son, he looks forward to it every year. And so I'm just so very appreciative that you guys take the time to do this.
Well, you're welcome. And tell your son thank you very much for following with us. You know, it wouldn't be as much fun as if we didn't have a whole lot of people behind us and helping us do that. And it started out, you know, as doing something for the kids, and that's really what we like doing. You know, it's nice to do something other than just your regular military duty every day, you know, because especially being an Army Wives Network, you know, and I growing up an Army wife or Army kid, knowing that there's a lot of families out there that sometimes get a little bit forgotten in a lot of operations, and this is one way we can give back and something that's really, really important and it's special. And so we're glad to do it, and we're glad that you enjoy it.
Absolutely. Well, Vanessa, thank you so much. NORAD absolutely rocks, and that's all there is to it. So we really appreciate you being on with us tonight. So anyway, thank you guys so much for always being a bright light in our holiday. We appreciate
it. Well, you're very welcome, and thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. Well, congratulations to our winners tonight, and we'll be right back with more to wrap up the show and, gosh, the rest of our year. So we'll be right back.
The Department of Defense reports that one in four military spouses want or need work, but being an Army wife can make going back to school a big challenge. This is what makes Career Steps online programs such a great fit for military spouses. The flexible online courses can have you career ready in as little as 3 months. If you qualify for MyCAA funding, you can even go back to school for free. Visit careerstep.com/military to learn more today.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com, interactive empowerment for Army wives.
Oh my goodness, what a fun-packed show. Oh my Lord. I think we paired the groups just absolutely perfect tonight. We couldn't have gotten any more perfect if we tried. That's what I've decided. Just an awesome group of guest and great hosting going on tonight. Yay us. Good job, us.
Yay us.
But more than anything, yay us. Yay guests. Thanks for being such a wonderful group of fans. Oh, and for all your support.
Absolutely.
Crazy.
A lot of fun.
Lose Paul? I was like, did we lose Paula
nope.
again?
No. I'm here.
Blog Talk Radio hates Paula. Oh.
Yeah, it does. Sorry. Nope. I'm here. Well, you know, the thing about it is we're going to be back on January 5th of 2015. Can you believe that?
That's
and
crazy.
We'll have all of our
no,
new shows.
No, because I graduated high school in 93. That is old, man. Old, old, old.
Wait a minute, Tara. Well, I thought you were only 27.
Whatever.
That's what your Christmas card
again,
said.
This year. That's right. Sorry, Paul. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm just so excited
that's
after
right.
the whole NORAD thing.
We'll continue 2015 with all the new shows and a great lineup of guests, starting with Judy Davis, the Direction Diva. She's going to kick off our new year, and I'm real excited about that. So you guys are in for a treat.
But until that treat arrives on January 5th, you can always join us on our social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, wherever you go, you'll probably find Army Wife Network there. And you can also visit our new, brand new, spanking new website, armywifenetwork.com, for all the resources you could possibly need.
And the app.
That
and the app is new, too.
and the app is new, too.
That's right. We are interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wives Talk Radio Core Team signing out.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, guys.
Yeah, Happy New Year, too. See you on January 5th. Peace out.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.